How's it going, Radio Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And on this installment of Radio Nation, we're going to be talking with environmental justice advocate Greta Thichten about Super Bowl 55 and her concerns about pizza consumption during the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is going to be a major matchup. Last year's champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, squaring off against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led by perhaps the greatest quarterback to ever play in the NFL, Tom Brady. Greta, with every Super Bowl comes pizza parties, lots of pizza purchased, consumed. What's your concern about the pizza purchasing habits on Super Bowl Sunday?
Hello, my name is Greta, and I am an environmental justice advocate.
Yes, Greta, I know I gave you your introduction.
I just wanted to make clear that I am very passionate about the environment. I love the environment. Without a clean world, we cannot survive.
Yes, the environment is very important. With the Super Bowl, though, what is it about the pizza?
The Super Bowl. Everyone buys pizza. So much consumption. With the pizza boxes, people believe. They do not understand that the pizza, when you get it in a box, You can recycle the box. It is possible. They think that because there is oil and grease on the box, that the facilities cannot process a pizza box to recycle. This is not true. You can have your pizza box recycled. You just remove all physical remnants. Remove any remaining slices, remove toppings, remove pieces of crust, remove physical components of the pizza that were in the box, then you can recycle, you can do it.
Okay, so from how you're describing it, there actually is no issue, because if people take care and remove any pieces of the pizza that were lingering in the box, just clean it out, they can recycle it and everything should be fine, right?
No, it's, we should be stopping the production of pizza boxes, and people can do even more to contribute to the environment and prevent degradation by going to the pizza store when they purchase the pizza, and then when they enter the store and they get told, We are putting the pizza in the box right now, they should say, how dare you? How dare you? No. Please, do not use a box. I will carry the pizza in my hands.
Carry the pizza in their hands? Why would someone do that?
It is very simple. If you are carrying the pizza physically in your hands, there is no box to recycle. There's no need to contribute to the perpetual production of all of these packages, and over time we will eliminate the need for pizza boxes altogether by people holding the pizza in their hands.
holding the pizza in their hands. Greta, I'm not following. So if someone orders a pizza, let's say like a large pizza, you want the person to go into the store and have their hand out and allow the cooks to stack the slices of pizza in their hands. Where are they going to put the pizza, the person, once they purchase it?
It is very simple. You hold the slices in your hands. You walk out to your car. You put the slices of pizza on your dashboard. And then you drive home. You drive home. And then you, upon getting home, take the slices carefully back into your hands, and then go into your dwelling, and then you can savor the pizza. And over time, there will be no need for boxes.
Greta, I mean, putting pizza on the dashboard is going to put oil and grease on it, and that's going to do damage. And then also, what if someone drops all their slices of pizza when they're trying to get it out of the store, put it in their car, and then get the slices out of the car and into their place?
You are overthinking everything. You are overthinking. It is not that hard. If you are someone who is an advocate of the environment, you will do your part. You will be able to show the dexterity, the hand-eye coordination necessary to hold 12 slices, 16 slices, 24 slices in your hands. Get a group. If you are scared, if you are a little sissy boy and you do not believe that you can hold that many slices, ask a few friends to go. Get a group of four. And in each you can take two slices each. You have nothing to worry about. This is not that hard. And the more people that do this, the less need for pizza boxes.
I'm not sure about this. Good times, Tom Liddell. What do you think?
Well, it's a very unique idea. And she's unnecessary because, like Greta says, if people clean out the pizza box, it can be recycled. So what's the big deal? I mean, I just don't get it. Well, why is this a problem? And also, I would like to talk about bets on the game. I mean, let's talk about the money. That's where all the action is.
How dare you? Is that all you care about is money? There is more to life than money. What about our future? What about the climate? What about the future generations? Future generations of the little ones who will be living underwater because of all the hurricanes and storms brought about by climate change. It'd be your fault that people like you are to you.
Okay, Greta. I mean, Good Times is just expressing his opinion, just like you're expressing your opinion. Let's just be respectful of one another.
Oh, so could I also talk about the game then, if you are both so uncomfortable?
Well, it's not that we're uncomfortable. It's just we don't think it's very practical to be physically carrying slices of pizza. People are going to drop it. People are going to burn their hands holding piping hot pizza.
People will be willing to carry the pizza. Burns are temporary. The world is a beautiful creature that might not survive. Okay, a pizza burn is temporary, but the end of the world is forever.
Okay, well, you're getting kind of morbid. Did you want to talk about the game? Because I do know you are a Tom Brady fan.
Yes, I am a Tom Brady fan. My favorite. He is very strapping and still virile for his age.
Virile for his age. Okay. That's a interesting way of characterizing things.
He is a sculpture of art. Just like the globe with the trees, the mountains, the sky, the clouds, the water, the air, everything working. That is art. Tom Brady's body is art.
All right. So you will be ordering pizza and then carrying it with your hands into your place. Now, you just turned 18, right?
That is correct. I am now living on my own, and I will be carrying my pizza into my apartment, and I will have the pizza on the table in front of me, and I will be watching the game. I will watch with no bottoms on. No bottoms.
No bottoms?
What does she mean, no bottoms?
I mean that I will not be wearing any joggers, stretch pants, track pants, panties, underwear, whatever you want to call it.
So you're going to be...
What are you laughing at?
Well, I'm a bit taken aback. Why are you watching the Super Bowl with no bottoms?
It is very simple. I am enamored with Tom Brady, and I want to have the full sensation of watching Tom Brady do his magic, and I can feel what he is doing with every inch of my body.
So you're gonna be eating pizza with no bottoms?
It is where I will pretend that some of the pizza is Tom.
What? So, if you're eating the pizza, you're eating Tom?
It is something where I will pretend that a slice is Tom going in and out inside of me.
Oh my heavens! I think she's talking about using a pizza on herself.
How dare you? How dare you talk that way? All I am saying is that just like taking care of the environment is important, self-love for psychological health is important too. And since Tom Brady is busy at the game, I will pretend that I am with Tom and that the pizza is Tom's hog.
Tom's hog, huh? Well, I guess now that you're a woman, you're 18, you think that it's liberating to talk about stuff like this, right?
I am empowered. I want people to be empowered in terms of fighting climate change. And I also want them to know that Tom Brady, whenever he's going to have the chance, he's going to pound me into oblivion.
Well, I don't know if that's gonna happen. He's happily married.
The Super Bowl is actually talking about me licking up a bowl filled with Tom Brady's load.
Oh my God. I don't think that's what the Super Bowl means. So you're saying the Super Bowl is actually you eating stuff from Tom Brady out of a bowl?
Yes, I would crouch down and put my head face down and lick it up like a ice cream soft serve.
Jeez, this broad has something seriously wrong with her.
How dare you? How dare you? I just like Tom Brady, and I like the way he touch. I like the way he touch me.
You like the way he touch you? I mean, you've never met Tom Brady.
I have met Tom Brady in my dreams, and every time he puts his fingers along my chest and my special area, and he is able to put those big fingers in me.
Okay. Folks, I thought we were going to be talking about pizza box recycling, and it took a strange turn. I hope you understand and appreciate that we at least tried to hear out Greta Thicken, but she is somewhat fixated on Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'm not sure why some broad who has a receding hairline and resembles a Bonk from the video game Bonk's Adventure thinks that Tom Brady's gonna want to drill her.
How dare you? You are going to get it. I'm going to take one of my used pizzas and stuff it right in your face.
Actually, that sounds kind of appetizing, given how you play with the pizza.
All right, Grady Nation. We'll check in with you next time. And enjoy the Super Bowl and enjoy pizza. And be responsible. Recycle those boxes.
Yeah, and just take care that there's no crotch remnants from Glitter Thicken in the pizza box.
How dare you? How dare you? The pizza box can have Tom Brady's bow cheese, and I will eagerly savor every morsel.
Speaking of ball cheese, Chris Thomas is a world-renowned ball cheese eater.
All right, cut it out, good times, Tom Liddell. We'll check in with you next time, Grady Nation.